Northwood in black uniforms. Northwood in red across the front. White numbers, red trim along the sides. Warsaw in their home uniforms, whites with black numbers and orange trim and orange down each side. It'll be Bricker to jump it up against Davis. Warsaw Lady Tiger basketball going for win number 800 all time here tonight as they open up conference play against Northwood. Tim Smith has the ball, talking with Addie Davis and Jocelyn Bricker, says something funny to both of them. They both laugh. Up she goes, and we're underway. Northwood wins the tip. They'll work to the near end here in the opening half. And right away, Warsaw comes out and traps. At the center circle, it's Everingham. Everingham back to the middle, and a foul called on Bricker 10 seconds into the game. Bricker ran into the back of Everingham. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Panthers. Now playing right in front of the scorer's table, Ella Balaz, Ablasa, B-A-L-A-S-A, will throw it I-N for the Panthers. She gets it into Everingham. She's trapped, ball tipped out of bounds by Huss. Warsaw on a 1-3-1 half-court zone defense. Zartman in the front, Bricker, Kaiser, and Huss in the middle, and Neely, the safety in the back. And the inbounds pass is tipped away and taken away. Zartman with the steal. She'll flip it back to Huss. Huss out top to Neely, open from 22. It's good. Alexis Neely, with that make, has made nine of her last 18 three-point shots. Warsaw leads 3-0. To midcourt, Davis picks up her dribble against Neely, finds a cutting Balassa. Balassa picks up her dribble against Zarbin. Warsaw man-to-man this trip. Back to Everingham. Everingham falls down with the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. If you're watching on the Tiger Broadcast Network, we welcome you. And if you're watching, you saw that Kirk Robinson was just about ready to raise his arm and call a foul there, but he did not. So for a minute in, Warsaw leads 3-0. Zartman back to Bricker at the top. Jocelyn in the lane, triple teamed, back to Neely, down to Zartman, open for three, no good. Long rebound, tipped to the baseline, grabbed by Davis for Northwood. Long pass up ahead. Hill in from the left, lost the ball out of bounds. Huss touched last. It remains Panther ball. And it will be Balassa to throw it in down below us. Force on a man-to-man, as they often do under Lenny Krebs. Inbounds pass tipped away, taken away. Bricker the steal, races in, and scores. Bricker with her first two. Now 8 away from tying Julie Cease for number 2 on the all-time scoring list at Warsaw. 5-0 Lady Tigers. Deep in the backcourt, Balassa, long pass, tipped out of bounds into the Warsaw bench by Kyra Kaiser. We played a minute and a half. Warsaw won the JV game 59-15. They've won 7 in a row. On the inbounds, Balassa down to the corner in front of the Warsaw bench to Hill. Hill up the baseline, got around the corner, but stepped out of bounds. Huss nudged her, but not enough to draw a foul. And we're going to quickly have a timeout taken here by Taylor Burkhardt. 6:21 left to go here in the opening quarter. It's Warsaw 5. Northwood, nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5-0 Lady Tigers. Bricker with the ball right side, Zartman. Back to Bricker near the center circle. Then back to Zartman in the right corner. She'll throw it inside Neely. Good pass inside Neely. Strong to the basket. May have been tipped from behind by Markham. And the loose ball is grabbed by Northwood. Rebound to Markham. She'll get it out to Everingham. And then Balassa brings it across the line. Drives into the lane on Zartman. Throws up an off-balance left-handed shot. No good. Bricker the rebound. Up ahead to Kaiser, who takes it in. Oh, she missed the layup. She had a wide-open layup and missed it. And it's still 5-0. Long pass down the court. Grabbed by Markham. And traveling soon to be called against Northwood. Taylor Burkhardt takes his hands, palms down, and says, slow down. It's hard to do when Warsaw is so good at speeding teams up. Bricker to the right elbow for Neely. Neely had the ball knocked out of her hands. A couple dribbles now to Huss. One answer across to Zartman. Zartman outside the lane to Huss. Open right side three. No good. Rebound. Grabbed by Kaiser. She stole the rebound. Huss In from the right, across to Bricker, open for three, rimming, no good. Tip by Kaiser, grabbed by Kaiser again, and she's grabbed, and a foul called. Kyra Kaiser got two offensive rebounds she had no business getting. And because of that, she gives her team another chance. The foul is called on Everingham. That's her first. It'll be out of bounds to Neely and the Lady Tigers. In the corner to Bricker. Out to Zartman from 22 straight out. It's no good. Kaiser again, the rebound. Back up, no, but she's fouled. This time she'll be rewarded with free throws with 5:06 left to play in the opening quarter. Markham with the foul, her first, team second. Subs are waiting at the scorers table. As Kaiser goes to the free throw line, this has not been a happy place for Kyra. 0 for 4 on the season so far. First one's up, and that one's good. Kaiser averages 4 points a game. She has her first of this night. Warsaw leads 6-0. Bricker is out, and Reagan Robinson is in. Kaiser's going to get a break if she makes this free throw, and she does. She puts them right down the middle. And here comes Kaylee Goheen into the game for Warsaw. 7-0 Warsaw, and the 1-3-1 three-quarter court press begins. Up the far side is Belasa. To midcourt to Davis, pass deflected and chased down to Lois to Hill. Hill is immediately surrounded by white-shirted Lady Tigers. She bounces it off of Huss, and it goes out of bounds to Northwood. Bad spot to throw it in. Belasa literally below us, almost in the corner. Gets it into Everingham. Out to Davis. Davis, reverse pivot, out for Belasa. B-A-L-A-S-A. Belasa, Markham on the right wing. Tries the baseline. Robinson is guilty of pushing. Reagan with her first foul. That's the second against Warsaw in the quarter. And it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Panthers. Bricker into the game. Neely gets a break at 4:38 of the opening quarter. And it'll be Belasa to throw it in. Looking to the near corner. Caught down here below us by Davis. Davis works her way to the edge of the lane. Shoots it over Haas and got it the rim. Got the kind, gentle bounce to get Northwood on the board. It's 7-2. Bricker in the lane. Into the corner, Zartman. Zartman outside the lane, 15-footer, way short. Rebound grabbed by Markham for Northwood. Gives back to Belasa, to Everingham near midcourt. And she'll bring it to the line and across. Picks up her dribble, throws it low, but picked up by Claire Hill. Hill dribbles it above the volleyball line, then throw back to a pass that's deflected and stolen by Zartman. Zartman in transition, in from the left, 3-on-3, takes it herself, but lost the ball on the way in. It's out of bounds to Northwood. She made a great move, did the hard part of it, and could not finish. She'll come out, and Neely checks in for the Lady Tigers. There's some confusion as to whose ball it is. It's Northwood ball. And Warsaw is coming with full court pressure. On the inbounds, Davis throws as far as she can, looking for Markham. Markham tracks it down, is able to stop. Shot it, missed it. Got her own rebound. Back up, blocked by Goheen. And grabbed by Huss for the Lady Tigers. Neely up the far side, angles the free throw line. Right side, Bricker, open and shooting, and hitting a three-pointer. Her second basket, she's got five. She's five away from tying Julie Cease for number two on the all-time scoring list. 10-2 Lady Tigers. Up ahead, Davis, right side against the pressure, threw it inside, and the ball was kicked. And had they not called that, Bricker had the ball and was headed the other way, and nobody from Northwood was going to be able to stop her. But that was the right call. It's out of bounds on the baseline to the Lady Panthers. Ella Belasa will throw it in from there. Looking, and underhands it to the corner for Hill. Hill against Huss, trying to work her way in the lane, and Reagan wants no part of that. And then Hill got free as Haas lost her balance. And it's put in, and it's 10-4. Warsaw by six. Neely at the top. Right side Robinson against the Northwood 2-3 zone. Neely started in, then stops. Lobs across to Bricker. Bricker makes a fake out of the right side for Huss. Back out to Bricker. Bricker gets mauled, gets in the lane anyway, and then throws it back to Neely, who steps back for three, and that's good. Alexis Neely is on fire. She's got 2 3-pointers and 6 points, and Warsaw leads 12-4 with 2:48 left to play here in the opening quarter. Hill in trouble deep in the backcourt. Throws it for Everingham, who had to dive on it, and her foot was out of bounds. Now to give the ball back to Warsaw. Kaiser and Zartman in. Goheen and Huss out at 2:40 of the first. Warsaw in the lead, 12-4. And Ivy Leeper will check into the game for Northwood. And Hill will take a seat. Neely to play it in, almost from where the three-point arc intersects with the baseline at the east end of the Tiger Den. Neely to the corner to Bricker. Bricker against Leeper. Out top for Zartman. Back to Bricker. 4-3. In and out. Rebound. Oh, bodies collide for it. Robinson tried to dig it out of there. Could not. And it's grabbed by Belasa for Northwood. To Everingham with 2:25 left in the quarter. And Warsaw leading by 8. Down to the near corner. Leeper turns and shoots a 3 in transition. No good. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw. Up ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser traveled. Kaiser's going to get that turnover, but Lenny Krebs is looking at Zartman saying, why did you throw the ball to her way out there? That's not her thing. So it'll be out of bounds to Northwood in the backcourt. It's not been a sharp first quarter for the Lady Tigers, yet they lead by 8, approaching the 2-minute mark of the opening period. Belasa pressure by Robinson. Here comes the double team from behind, and Belasa lost it out of bounds, but it was tipped by a Lady Tiger. And Northwood maintains possession. All the Lady Panthers wearing shoes that are either pink or have pink in them. Davis picks up her dribble. Bounces it back for Everingham. Everingham trapped near the midcourt line. Double dribbled. Robinson and Zartman had trapped her. She had picked up her dribble and then she started dribbling again. She dribbled once and immediately threw her head back in disgust because she knew that what she'd done was illegal. And Everingham will come out of the game. And Hill will come in. 1:53 clock running, opening quarter. Warsaw leads Northwood 12-4. Bricker to the line. Right sideline, Zartman back out to Jocelyn. Fakes the pass, drives the free throw line, kicks it out. There's Neely for 3, in and out. Bricker the rebound. She got tied up, but we're going to have a whistle and a held ball. And the air belongs to the Lady Tigers. Not sure where Tim Smith is going. The arrows on the possession arrow machine aren't working, but there's a little light that's on. Zartman way outside, wide open, 3, no good. The rebound's grabbed by Northwood, grabbed by Leeper. And Zartman continues to struggle from shooting her shot. The wide open 3's in the wing. There's a reach-in foul called against Kaiser at the other end. Zartman with just 22 three-pointers in 7 games, which, as we said, is a pretty good total for a normal human being, but she is not normal. 12-4, Lenny Krebs calls a 30-second timeout. 1:19 left to play here in the quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Lady Panther ball after the Warsaw timeout. They'll bring it up against the Warsaw zone. They lob it down in deep. Markham spins the lane, shoots off balance, no good. Bricker the rebound. Bricker takes off running up the middle of the floor. Down court, Kaiser puts it off the glass too hard. Robinson the weak side rebound. Threw it to Neely, went through her hands. Bricker from her knees, got it to Zartman. Now back to Bricker, open. Takes it down to the baseline. Kaiser slipped it inside Neely, and she's fouled on the way up. Kaiser was so excited about the pass that she got that she shot it literally over the square, up above the square above the basket. It hit the backboard and came all the way across, and Reagan Robinson kept the play alive. The foul is called on Belasa. That's your first. Neely's free throw is good. 7 first quarter points for Alexis Neely, which is a bit of a trend for her. She's had really good first quarters. She had a really good first quarter at Valparaiso. That led to her being the high point scorer with 18 points. That one's up and good, too. Neely with 8 points, 2 three-pointers, and 2 free throws. Warsaw leads 14-4 with 53 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw coming with three-quarter court pressure, 1-3-1 style. Zartman at the front. Blasa to the line. Lob down deep. Good pass down deep. Shot up and in by Leeper. Leeper got behind the Lady Tigers and scores to make it 14-6. Sartman curls off his screen for three. That's good. Her 282nd three-pointer of her career makes it 17-6. Lady Tigers with 27 seconds left to play here in the period. Across the line against the press, Hill. Trapped along the sideline in front of the Warsaw bench. They get it out. Now Belasa against a 1-3-1 half-court trap has room and shoots for three. Missed it. Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass left side. Huss takes it to line. Shoots from way out. Short. Rebound. Kaiser comes out of there again. In the lane, Neely, an eight-footer. No good. Kaiser again the rebound. Back up at the buzzer. It would not go. After one, Warsaw leads Northwood 17-6. We'll come back with quarter number two after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.